Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Yes, Sam, go ahead.
All right. Good morning. Mason County Judge here, giving a report of the meeting that the Commissioner's Court held on August 1st, 2022 at 8:45 a.m. Commissioners, as of last year, 2 years ago, had set every Monday in the month of August as a regular meeting because of having that time period to necessitate the budget for the 2023 and setting the tax rate, which has to be done at a regular meeting, adopting your tax rate. So that's why we meet every Monday, just in case we get ahead of ourselves or we find something that we have to take care of. But we did meet today with a small agenda, but took a lot of time. The first major action item we approved was the imposition of optional fees for the calendar year 2023 concerning a fee that we get for the vehicle registration, which is $10, and then there's another fee in there, a child safety fee, that's $1.50 that we split between Blue Bonnet Casa and another entity. And then the commissioners discussed approving to advertise for bids to sell a 2007 Volvo motor grader and a flail mower. We also looked at some other equipment, some new equipment that we have that really we probably will not be needing, so we're going to get a price on some of those things, and we'll put them all up for auction at some later date. We also approved the purchase of 6 computers for patrons of the M.B. Eckert Library using M.B. Eckert funds that we get from our trust, and we will put these new computers in the library for the library users to use. After that, I went over the 2023 proposed budget. We presented copies to the commissioners, and the commissioners-elect to review. Went over page by page. Not a whole lot of changes on our budget from this year to last year. And then we went ahead and, required by law, adopted a 2023 proposed budget. Then we had to discuss the 2022 proposed tax rate. And with our appraised values as they came in, close to $618 million, with about nearly $5.5 million worth of new properties, we were able to keep our 2022 tax rate the same as we've had for the last several years, which is 0.610189 cents per $100 of evaluation. So we're going to keep the same tax rate for the 2023 budget that we will adopt for 2022 tax rate. And this also does bring in new monies for the county, but it allows us to stay within the de minimis tax rate, which means you're not going to bring in over $500,000 more dollars than you brought in last year. So we were able to work our way through this, and then we had a motion and approved to adopt the proposed tax rate, which I will file the proposed budget and the proposed tax rate with the county clerk, and then we will post these on our Mason County website. And then I believe it'll be the end of August, our last meeting in August, then we'll have a public hearing, and then we will go forward and adopt the budget and the tax rate for next year. Then our rest of our discussion for that meeting till about 12:30 dealt with subdivision regulations. We went through our proposed regulations as presented to us by Josh Lemons and Bob Bass. We had made some corrections and found some things that we need to make some changes in. And at that time, the commissioners seemed to be ready to go ahead and adopt new regulations since we haven't had any since 1993. These regulations are intended to not hurt anybody, but to protect landowners, safety of the public, and to allow people, if they wish to sell their property, they'll be able to sell their property. But these laws mostly fall in line with Chapter 232 of the Local Government Code. we're going to do is we're going to try to have a public hearing, first public hearing around September the 8th or 9th, 10th, somewhere in that area there. We have to put it in the paper next week. And then once we have the first public hearing on the subdivision regulations and the taking assessment, then we will have another public hearing probably the first week of sometime in September, and bring in the public, review them again, rework them again, and we hope to adopt them by the end of September. After that, we had a short discussion about road and bridge activities, and with the advice from road and bridge employees, I told the commissioners that until we get some rain, we're going to have to stop blading our roads because they're so dry it doesn't do a whole lot of good anyway. But we have a major concern about our roads starting a grass fire by running a blade down the road. So we're just going to wait for some rain, and we'll pray for some rain. Otherwise, long meeting, getting there, only 152 more days to go. Thanks to KNEL for carrying this broadcast.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.